Building Fighting Organizations for Young People. Alex Hutchinson, Youth Officer, Hull and District Trades Council. The fight back is already taking place, and it is clear that young people will not idly stand by as the world crumbles around them. The wave of protests which swept Britain and the globe around the Black Lives Matter movement was predominantly led by youth. In August, the fight back against the ridiculous A-level results fiasco that forced this Tory government into another U-turn demonstrated to students that their direct action can have massive impact on their futures. Recently, hundreds of students at the University of Manchester pulled down the huge metal barriers which were put up around their campus, forcibly locking them in their accommodation. On top of this, we have seen mass movements internationally, from Chile to Lebanon to Hong Kong, as well as global protests over climate change. Trade unions' key to achieving success in these movements is linking with the organized working class and the trade union movement. What the ruling class and the capitalist bosses fear most is workers taking action. It is the working class which, due to its relationship to production, has the power to shut down workplaces and industry. It is imperative that young people not only coordinate action with trade unions, but join them, and enter their structures, and help to establish democratic and militant youth sections in every trade union. It is clear that, if the unions are to take up a serious fight against mass job losses, education cuts and all the hardships young people are facing, then we must lead calls for this fight within the unions themselves. We must fight for complete democratization of our union structures, and for every official representative to be elected by the membership, with the right of recall, while earning the average wage of the union member. Build fighting students' unions as well as the wider workers' movement. Fighting organizations must be established within our schools, colleges, and universities. We call on all students to get organized by forming and joining democratic students' unions, through which action can be coordinated and our right to protest defended. We call for the building of a fighting national students' union to link the struggles within secondary schools, FENDHE colleges across the country in a national campaign against education cuts and for free education for all. Importantly, action should be coordinated with the teachers and lecturers' unions, like the National Education Union and Universities and Colleges Union. Socialist Party members campaign for all of this within socialist students, based in colleges and universities up and down England and Wales. Finally, we must look towards building fighting political representation. It is clear that the Labour Party under Starmer offers no alternative to the business-as-usual capitalism which has dominated our politics for several decades. Our task now is to build towards a new mass workers' party that can challenge the status quo by putting forward a clear socialist alternative for young workers and students. TUSC young members of the Socialist Party will take part in the Trade Unionist and Socialist Coalition in next May's council elections to start the process of building a new party of the working class. We call on young socialists, many who will have been inspired by Corbyn, to stand against right-wing Labour and the Tories, and fight for socialist policies in their local communities, and at the ballot box.